Hey Tanner.
Hey Ben.
Have you seen, first of all, whoa.
What?
Have you seen the Batman before?
Let's reel it in.
Hey guys, welcome
to Reel It In
podcast. If it's your first time here, welcome. If it's your third time here, third time's the charm. Maybe this is a good one.
Why'd you wait 40 episodes to see us? Maybe.
How did this get recommended to you if you haven't seen us before?
Exactly.
Are we getting in your algorithms?
Or have you been watching Ezra Miller clips because Batman? We're talking about Batman today.
This is true. And speaking of Ezra Miller, this episode is dropping today because this was the original date that the new Flash movie was supposed to drop. Now it's not coming out till later this year.
Yep.
How crazy is that?
And I'm speaking of crazy, Ezra Miller. We hope that he's doing well.
Yeah.
We haven't really heard an update from him for a while. But we hope that he's doing well. Right, Ben?
Yeah, Ezra's getting help.
Let's hope.
I'm a little thirsty.
A little thirsty?
Yeah. Well, Tanner, last week was, you weren't feeling.
I had one of the worst weeks last week.
You weren't feeling it.
It was the prime.
So I thought maybe today's drink could bring a smile to your face.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
I brought the juice from the Joker.
Joker juice.
Brought to you by Xfinity.
It's brisk.
It's Joker juice. It's what you fell in the vat. I can't get the cap open.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I've never used that bottle ever. They gave that to me, when I moved in here, bro. Please be careful. Oh my gosh, bro. Hey, you're making waves in that cup, my guy. Woo. Don't give me a lot. I don't want a lot. That's fine. For now, I'll let you know if I want more. So what's going to happen when I drink the Joker juice?
Well, it means it's going to be a good episode. Cheers.
All right.
So foamy. Dude, this cup smells terrible.
What?
This cup smells filthy.
It was in the dishwasher.
It smells like it was in the dishwasher for too long.
I washed it.
It smells like a dirty dish rag. Oh, that's rough, dude.
Is it actually? Because I can't smell it.
Well, I'm glad yours is good. I'm glad you gave me the mug that smells like dirty dishes.
Does it actually? I'm
sorry. Maybe it's the drink.
It might be the drink, dude.
Does your drink smell a little Dove dish soapy?
Dove?
Hey, what am I telling? This Joker juice is a little funny.
So what's going to happen when I start drinking the Joker juice?
Batman. Let me smell yours.
That is for sure the drink.
That's for sure the drink?
That's for sure the drink, because smell mine.
Your cup smells filthy, too.
It's the drink, dude.
Yeah, your cups are dirty.
I cleaned them.
Hey, that's mine.
Your drink's fine.
Yeah, your cup is definitely stinky.
It's not. I promise.
Batman. Directed by Tim Burton.
Oh, okay, great.
Came out in 1989.
I love 1989.
It's the year of movies.
That's the Taylor Swift album, right?
Is it? Taylor Swift.
1989, right? Yeah.
No, that's the...
No, she had Blank Space. Blank Space on that one.
And all right, your name. No, 1989 is that Yellowstone spinoff, bro. You're all confused now.
Blank Space was a Taylor Swift song.
Rated PG-13.
Hold on. Blank Space was from the album 1989.
The 1975.
No.
Paramore?
Can I do something real quick?
Yeah, go for it. Tanner, there's too many bits. It's been 5 minutes. He said, I know. All right, so yeah, directed by Tim Burton, came out in 1989, rated PG-13. We already said that, but I'm saying it again. And he's probably getting into a Batman costume. He's playing the guitar. He's got a guitar? What is this bit? Get the mic right, yep. Is that your bat guitar? How's your mic smell?
It smells like my drink.
If you play Wonderwall, you spin the capo on the second fret.
Same key.
Is this the Taylor Swift song?
I'm trying to remember how it started.
Are you going to sing
Blank
Space?
Oh, I put it in drop D. I forgot. Heaven, we will sin. I can show you incredible things. I sin. Heaven there, and I thought, oh my God, look at that face and the light that you make. Loves a game.
Do you remember it?
Wanna play.
I was harmonizing with you.
How does the chorus go?
So you're gonna be forever.
So you're gonna be forever.
There you go. I'm gonna go down in flames. Big by my name of devil. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause I'm Batman, baby.
And I'll write your name. You can cut that whole part.
Now that's staying in, bro. Okay.
Help.
Hey, Tanner.
Hold on.
Tanner. No, you got it. You got it. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Let's rock!
Look at you go. Hey. Look at me. You said let's rock.
Let's rock. Let's rock today. Now slap it. Shoot it. Kaboot it.
Do you want to get the summary going?
Forgot that I have stuff to do for the show. I'm over here.
Tanner forgot we're recording. Dude,
I forgot how to record. The prime is still here.
Still through my veins.
The prime is still present in my life right now. How many minutes do you want?
Give me five.
I'll give you five.
Give me five like usual.
That's all you're getting out of me, that's for sure.
Yikes.
All right, and go.
The Batman. We start with parents and their young boy walking through the streets of Gotham City. And we think it's Bruce Wayne, but it's not because the wife calls the husband Harold.
Right.
His name's not Harold.
Or Bruce.
It's Thomas Wayne. So we're like, okay, so this isn't the Bruce Wayne story again. But what happens is they still get mugged in an alley because they can't get a taxi. And these bad guys are like, give me your money, blah, blah, blah. And they pistol whip the husband. And then
they what?
They pistol whip the husband, and then they go up on the roof, and there's Batman there.
Okay.
Kicks one of the other guys through the door, and then he grabs the other bad guy.
Okay.
And holds him over the roof, and then he's like, who are you, man? He's like, I'm Batman. And he drops him and kills him. No,
that's later in the movie.
Batman doesn't kill except when he does.
Except when he has to.
Like, he had to ding that guy's head into the bell and through his legs.
Yes.
His fall. Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
died.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah, for real.
And then we cut to Jack Nicholson. Playing a character called
Jack
Napier.
Jack Napier.
He is a crime lord of sorts, but he's not the top dog. The top dog and him kind of butt heads a little bit.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So that kicks off some of the tension with Jack Nicholson's character. All right.
For sure.
He's got his goons, but there's this thing between him and his boss because they're both sleeping with the same girl pretty much.
Are you for real?
I'm for real, for real. And then so there's a party at Bruce Wayne's house. Right? And then so Vicky Vale goes there with her reporter friend. She's like, hey, I like bats. She's like, hey, I am looking for a bat right now.
I love bats.
What happened?
I love bats.
Me too. So they go to the party to look at, you know, this rich party where there's going to be a bunch of people there. And they're like, maybe we can get answers about bats at this party.
Whatever.
I don't know their logic. Whatever, fine.
Whatever.
They see that Jim Gordon and the police start huffing and puffing around there. They're like, oh, we got to go. So then they all go out to the chemical factory where Jack Nicholson's boss set him up.
What?
So they get there to collect something and then it's not there. And Jack Nicholson's like, we've been ratted out, boys.
Yeah.
And they. And Batman's there. And then a bullet ricochets off of the thing and gets Jack Napier right in the face across his mouth. And then he falls into a vat and he becomes a Joker.
What?
And Batman and Vicky Vale start sleeping together.
Okay.
There's a lot of that in this movie.
We watched this as kids. Right.
PG-13. PG-13, guys. So they start a relationship. She's kind of like weirded up by him. She's like, you're different. I feel like you're not being open with me. Little does she know that he's Batman.
Right.
So she goes out on a date with him and gets stood up.
Yeah.
So he doesn't show up. But guess who does show up?
Who?
the Joker.
What?
Starts dancing to Prince, listening to Prince, painting the paintings, and then it's pretty much like, hey, I got the hots for you. And here's the girl that I was sleeping with, and I killed her boss.
What?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Her face is all messed up. She's like, so then.
She's looking like Two-Face.
So then he's trying to make moves. He's like, I'm going to step in my flower, and it like burns acid through the post right next to her, and then Batman crashes
burns
in.
What?
Acid.
Got it.
Crashes in, and he goes, and then Batman goes, and it's like, and then he grabs his, he's like, hold on, and they go, and he goes to the door, and then they go, and they run out of there. And then Vicky Vale's like, who are you? I know you. What did you bring me here for? You can't have brought me here to just because I'm a reporter. He's like, you're right. You have something else I want. Throws the cape over her. They sleep together.
Oh, my gosh.
And then so while all this is happening,
yeah,
she wakes up and, like, he's sleeping upside down. No, wait. That was when she slept with Bruce Wayne. She slept with Bruce Wayne, too, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Can we not talk so much about that?
That's all that this movie is.
Okay. 56 seconds.
Okay, and then so Jack Nicholson's, like, getting upset with the Batman. He goes on live television. He's like, listen, I'm better than the Batman. I'm going to go on the streets and give you guys $200 million. So he does that, but he doesn't tell them that he's going to leak his gas all over them. He's going to gas all over them.
Ben always leaks his gas all over
them. He's going to put his Joker gas all over the crowd. And then Batman's like, not in my house. So he takes all the gas, and he just sucks it up into the air with the balloons. Right. And then Jack Nicholson's like, well, that didn't work very well. Grabs Vicky Vale, dances with her on the top of the cathedral. And Batman's like, I'm here. Bam, 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 bam. So then they go, bam, bam, bam. Vicky Vale's like, ah. And then they like fly off, you know, jump off the side of the building.
14.
And then Joker's like, ah, I got you. Ah, I'm going to climb this ladder now. You guys are so silly. You're going to die.
Five.
Batman shoots a rope around him in the gargoyle, and the gargoyle falls.
One.
And Joker dies.
Zero. You know what you do? Here's what I've noticed. You go so strong in the first 2 minutes. Like, you're, like, telling, like, the story. Like you're telling the kids, right? But then you're like, oh, let's skip the middle. And then at the end, I'm going to tie everything loosely. That's what you do with these summaries. It's very distracting.
That's what the movie was.
You can listen back to the last 40-something episodes if you're new here to listen to Ben do that.
And then you can listen back to all of Tanner's and just see what a great job he does.
I've tried my best. I really do. I really study.
Clearly, I don't. Fun facts.
Okay, let's hear them.
Some of these are well-known, but I just think they're fun anyway. And they're kind of long, so just...
Okay. No, I'm ready. I'm ready for it.
Robin Williams was offered the role of Joker when Jack Nicholson hesitated.
Okay.
He had even accepted the role when producers approached Jack Nicholson again and told him Williams was going to take the part. Jack said, oh, actually, I want it.
Yeah.
And they didn't give it to Robin Williams.
I can't see Robin Williams being the Joker.
So they offered him the role of the Riddler, and Robin Williams not only said no to being in any Batman movies again, but he said no to working.
Again?
Just
in general?
Just in general. He said no to... Well, he kind of worked in this movie like he was cast, and then he got kicked out.
Okay.
So he said, not only am I not going to do any Batman movies, but I'm not going to do any Warner Brothers movies until you apologize to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a Batman fact?
That's a Batman fact.
I can't picture Robin Williams being any. Has he ever played did he ever play a hero or villain in anything?
Like a superhero?
Like a superhero. Yeah, I mean, because obviously Miss Doubtfire, he was kind of both. But
hey, he's brave in that one.
Yeah.
I mean, Aladdin, and he's Genie.
I've never seen Aladdin. If Andrew's watching, Andrew's mad right now because he thinks I've seen Aladdin.
Wait, that was Will Smith.
Well, no, Robin Williams was in it too.
Michael Keaton was unable to hear while wearing the bat suit. He said that his claustrophobia helped him get in the proper mood to play Batman. Quote, it made me go inward, and that's how I wanted the character to be anyway, to be withdrawn.
Michael Keaton doesn't talk like that.
That's how...
So?
They painted Jack Nicholson...
Jack who?
Jack Nicholson. They painted his face. Remember that?
Yeah.
But then, like, in the scenes where he had...
He's putting on, like, a layer of skin-colored makeup or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And he just, like, wipes it off, and it's the white underneath.
Did he double layer?
I always thought that it was just no makeup that greased him up to make it look like he had makeup on, and then they put white on the towel, and then he just dragged white across.
Oh, okay.
But that's not at all what happened.
Okay.
They painted Jack Nicholson with white PAX paint that they always used, and then put a thin layer of food-grade silicone oil on top of it, which nothing, which it doesn't stick to anything.
Okay.
They then took flesh-colored grease paint and painstakingly painted it where it was literally sitting on top of the oils. So, like, they did it so that it would sit on top so that when he wiped it, the oil would be moved away. But okay. They needed it to look like skin color, so...
Okay. So, wait. After he became Joker, does that mean that his now new skin color is white?
Yeah. That's why his hands were white, too. He wore gloves. Remember when his hand pops out of the thing? He's all like...
Okay. That was a weird scene.
Which one?
With the glove. Like, that was very a Frankenstein.
Yeah, like his nails were even green, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Which means his hair was green, too. But it was clearly, like, dyed in some parts.
Yeah.
Because it was brown.
Right.
Because it was brown when he went to go meet Vicky Vale at her house, and Bruce Wayne was there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Whatever. All right, last one. The I'm Batman line was originally I am the Knight, and Michael Keaton changed it. This later became part of the iconic line I am Vengeance, I am the Knight in the animated series, which later influenced the iconic line I am Vengeance in the 2022 version of the Batman.
Yeah.
So it just keeps going.
Oh, okay. So Michael Keaton started it, kind of.
Kind of.
So then Tony Stark did I am Iron Man. Does that mean that, like, what? What does that mean then? What does that mean when that happens?
I am inevitable.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Those are my fun facts. Tanner, hit us with some then and now.
So my then was that I watched this when I was probably like 10, 11.
Okay. Whatever.
My dad.
That's kind of young.
I know. My dad told me, he's like, hey, you gotta watch this. It's great. It's the first Batman movie ever made. And yep. I was only aware of like Dark Knight, Batman Begins.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up watching Batman and Robin, which I want to do one day.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
I definitely watched all those before seeing The Dark Knight, like all of these.
For sure. Me too. My first Batman movie was Batman and Robin.
Okay.
With who? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
There we go. So that was my first Batman movie.
Freeze.
But then my dad's like, this is actually the first Batman movie ever made. So I watched it. And I didn't remember a whole lot. Like, I do remember, like...
Watching it again?
I guess I saw parts of it. I was a kid. Maybe I was distracted or whatever. But there's only specific parts in this movie that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of it. And I never really watched it again. I never watched it as an adult or anything like that. So just watching it again was like, okay, like... This is the first Batman. Like, now, now I get it. Now I can see how much it aged.
Adam West is the first Batman.
Did they make a movie or was that just a show?
They made Batman the movie.
They did? Okay.
With Adam West, yeah.
Shoot.
But this was
like... That was like the 60s, wasn't it?
They made this one because Batman was becoming too much of a joke and Tim Burton's like, I'm going to make Batman serious again.
Oh, good.
That's kind of what he did.
Oh, good.
And then it got super campy again with Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. And then...
Dark Knight.
You know, Batman Begins. And then that got super dark again and yeah.
Yeah. So it's and then like they made Suicide Squad.
It's kind of like, yeah, man.
And then they made Lego Batman.
Purple Lamborghini Mercy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. Have you seen the Lego Batman movie, though?
It might be my favorite Batman movie.
That's exactly what I was wondering. I kind of had a feeling you were going to go
that direction. It's so good.
It is really good. But, yeah. So, anyway, that was kind of my then. I like, watched it once. Didn't really, like, remember anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then watching it again, you know, same thing like I just said, like it was like, oh, this is Batman now, like this is cool. And like, and honestly, it's so weird because I think a fun fact that I like knew about this movie was that like they were afraid to cast Michael Keaton as Batman because Mr. Mom and Beetlejuice and stuff like that. They like, oh, he's too funny to be like a serious character.
I
thought he did really good as it.
He did.
I did.
Yeah.
Here's an off topic question. Do you think he's a better Bruce Wayne or a better Batman?
Better Batman all the way.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah,
who's the best Bruce Wayne?
Best Bruce Wayne is definitely Christian Bale, 1,000%.
Well, I'll be honest. I haven't seen Ben Affleck's
Batman. You haven't seen Batman vs. Superman?
I haven't seen Batman vs. Superman. I haven't seen Justice League. I haven't seen Zack Snyder's Justice League. I haven't seen any of the new DC universe.
I think we got to watch Batman vs. Superman because there's some good stuff in it. Overall, I don't care for it that much, but there's some really good stuff in it.
Isn't Lex Luthor in it? Isn't it Jesse Eisenberg or something like that? That's so weird.
This could very easily just become the Batman pod. It just.
You think so?
Like, this episode could easily just be like, we're talking about Batman.
Just in general. Well, we did that once.
We did that already. Yeah, you dressed as him.
Like, our fourth episode.
Yeah.
It was during the winter episode, actually.
Iron Giant? That was Vin Diesel.
Oh.
That was Fast and Furious.
When did we talk about Batman for, like, 40 minutes?
I don't know, dude. I don't remember just either. In life.
But anyway. That's my now. Yep. I liked the movie. I could see... there were parts where I felt like it was really slow. I mean, me and Ben watched it together today. Mm-hmm. We don't normally do that, but we decided to watch it together. And Ben was like, are you falling asleep? Like, twice he asked me. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
And then Catman or Catwoman was in it.
And she wasn't. But every time there's a female on screen, Tanner would say Catwoman.
That's Catwoman.
Catwoman. And there, every time the Batmobile was on screen, I'd be like, man, I could have gotten that car. I could have got, but I didn't want it. I didn't want it.
Yeah.
And then it was in the Batcave, and I'm like, man, I wish I got that car.
I wish I got that car. All right. But, yeah, so that's my then and now.
Okay.
I still like the movie.
My then and now.
Yeah.
All right. So my then, I just wrote stuff for my now, and I'm going off the dome for my then. You know, as they say, off the dome.
They do?
They used to.
Okay.
I watched it with my dad also. Good father-son movie, I'd say.
Mm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Best of it. He's got Jack Nicholson. It's got Michael Keaton in it. It's an action movie.
I'm having a great time with Michael
Everybody's sleeping with each other. It's great. Batman definitely has gonorrhea.
Don't continue on this.
Okay.
I didn't even address the fact that I'm wearing all black today because of Batman.
But we usually wear all black anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
I remember the scene... Because my dad's like, wasn't that really cool when we're fighting in the acid store?
Yeah. Acid store?
The acid store.
The chemical place?
Ace Chemicals, yeah. Bro, the acid store is something different.
Right, the acid store I went to in high school.
Acid store, yeah, that's great. That's great.
I've never tripped on acid. But Jack Nicholson tripped into acid.
He tripped into acid. Good. But the scene when like he sets off the smoke bomb, he goes up into the... ceiling and
spreads his
wings. He's like,
and it's just like a faint shadow of him.
Yeah. That was pretty cool, right? Dad, that was great. And Batman has been my favorite superhero since I saw this one.
Okay.
I think this was the first Batman movie I saw. I watched the animated series before this.
Okay. Is the animated series as good as like the Spider-Man animated series?
Better.
Is it really?
Batman the animated series is one of the best cartoon series.
Really? Which one's ever. The best one then?
What do you mean?
Because didn't Spider-Man... Spider-Man has, like, different...
Which one are you talking about? Which Spider-Man?
Any of them. I know that they're pretty good. I've heard they're really,
they're
really good.
There's Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yes.
That one's pretty good, too.
Just name one, I'll say yes.
Is
there multiple Batman shows? Or is it just one long...
It's just... Well, there's the Batman, then there's the new Batman Adventures, and there's Justice League, which was, like, the same Batman from the series and the Justice League show. And then... But DC has, like, a huge... selection of animated movies.
Okay.
And they're all pretty freaking good. When I moved out of the house, I lived with some buddies of mine.
Okay.
One of the things that just at that house was a staple was just that there was always a DC animated movie playing on TV. I walked from school. They were just watching it. They were just watching Under the Red Hood. They were just watching Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah. What?
Mask of the Phantasm.
I have no clue.
Okay. Everything with Batman and Gotham City is so freaking cool. There's a lot in this movie that's slow and can be a little corny, but everything with Batman in it, just standing there, they nailed it.
I don't think they did.
He looks so cool.
No, but the only thing I had a problem with was how he couldn't move his. Yeah, he couldn't like. He had to like turn his look whole. Up. Turn his whole body to, like, turn, yeah.
That was funny. But just, like, when he's all bloodied and grizzled up and he's, like, walking out of the Batmobile and there's, like, flames behind him.
Okay, yeah.
That's Batman.
My favorite part, speaking of the part with the neck thing or whatever, was when the shoe fell. And he, like, looks and then he goes.
goes all the way back.
Yeah.
He had to do it.
Yeah.
He couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
This is more of a Joker movie than a Batman movie.
Oh, 100%. Well, wouldn't you say the same about Dark Knight?
Yeah.
I'd say
Dark Knight is still a Batman movie, but the Joker's a bigger presence in it.
Okay.
Like, he's like, it's more of a show stealer than, like, Jack Nicholson doesn't steal a show in this movie. Like, he is the movie. Like, Batman.
That's true.
Batman
yeah,
could,
I
like,
can see
just
that.
Not be in this movie, and it would be basically the same. Because the only one that does anything in the movie is Jack Nicholson.
There's no point of contention for Bruce Wayne in this movie.
There is. Because Jack Nicholson is sleeping with Vicki Vale, and Bruce Wayne and Batman are trying to sleep with Vicki Vale, too. Or Jack Nicholson's trying to.
But
Batman
to me,
Bruce
it just
is.
Feels like Bruce Wayne is just there. Like, there was never a part in this movie where I'm like, Bruce Wayne, like, something clicks in his heart. Because he just, like, wants to, like,
save Vicki Vale.
But to me, it's like,
she's the damsel in distress the whole movie.
I get that, but there's no part where, like, he learns a lesson in this. Like,
yeah.
If anything, he just learns that, like, oh, the man who killed my father is the Joker. Like,
well,
spoilers.
He learned that, and then he also kind of, like, learned how to open up a little bit.
I mean, sure. I thought they could have done something a little bit more.
I agree.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vicki Vale,
Bruce Wayne needed to have a heart.
I put this is more of a Joker movie, but I think it's also, like, arguably more of a Vicki Vale movie than a Batman movie.
Could be.
She's in it way more than Batman is. He's barely in
could
it.
Could be, yeah, for
I
sure.
I feel like he's in it as much as Commissioner Gordon is in it.
Yeah. Honestly.
He was,
for him being the main type. We've had a movie like this before that we did.
Was it Beetlejuice?
Maybe it was one from season two. I don't remember.
I don't know.
There's another one where it was like, this movie's more about this person than, I mean, freaking Beetlejuice.
That's what I said, Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's what you said?
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably from season two. I don't know.
I don't know. Probably.
And then just this has one of the best, like, final shots in a movie ever.
Good soundtrack, too.
Good soundtrack. Really good soundtrack. How do we not bring that up yet?
I don't know. Here we are.
Soundtrack of the Lego Batman movie. Of the Lego Batman video game. Did you play it on the Wii?
No, we played it on the Xbox.
That's pretty cool.
Me and Andrew,
I played Call of Duty on the Wii when it came out.
I did too. My mom got it for me, and I'm like, this sucks.
Like, yeah.
Like, I was
graphics
like,
were so bad.
I felt bad. I'm like, thanks, Mom. You know, I'm like, where's my freaking Xbox? You know?
Yeah.
But Andrew and I, when we worked at the church together, we'd be on call on Sundays.
Yeah.
And in
between, a Call of Duty, you might say.
We'd be on Call of Duty. Yeah. No. I got to tell you something right after this. We would go upstairs in the game room, and we'd just whip out, I think it was Lego DC Heroes and Lego Batman. And
I don't know where you're going.
Ben
know.
Is inappropriate.
I don't know where you're going over there.
We would play the video game, Lego Batman or Lego DC Heroes and play this game. And I always heard that soundtrack, and I never knew it was connected to this movie.
Bum, bum, bum. So good.
Yeah, dude. It was really fun. But the other thing I was going to say, kind of off topic, Call of Duty. When I was a kid, and I heard kids at school talk about Call of Duty, I was I want to be in the now. So I went on Google Images and looked up Black Ops, Call of Duty, and I thought the game was called
Black Ops.
I thought it was called Black Ops. And I found a lot of different things.
Yeah, totally. Oh man, well, that's that. Ready for quotes?
I'm ready for quotes.
I'm Batman.
Yep.
You can call me Joker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of just introductory lines in this and I wrote here. I'll skip past all those. Joker says, wait till they get a load of me.
Right.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is such a good line.
That's from something. I don't know. It's probably from a poem.
It sounds like it's from a song.
It's from a song or a poem.
The devil went down to Georgia, dude.
You went to North Carolina. never rub another man's rhubarb.
What?
I mean,
hey.
I don't know what you and Andrew are doing in that game room, but
freaking idiot.
He stole my balloons. He stole my balloons.
Okay.
You know that line?
I do.
It's a good one.
You just said it twice.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Want me to say it again?
Sure.
I won't. You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, huh? You just put
that
glasses.
Part was really funny.
You laughed at that part.
Yeah,
I
love
that one in there for you.
I appreciate that. That's what Andrew and I did in the game room.
Traumatizing scare. Traumatizing scale. It's up there for me.
It's not up there. There's some things where I'm like, ooh.
okay. This movie has some pretty strong horror elements.
I want to give it, okay. I'm going to give it a one just because it wasn't too bad. But the part with the hand coming out of the acid.
You were a brave child.
And there's another part, too, that I'm trying to remember. The part with the ass. Oh, the scar on her face.
Well, I'll talk about
the skeleton.
Scene, the surgery scene.
Surgery scene didn't scare me at all.
Bro,
you,
that freaked
you were
me
telling
out
me, you're like,
was
dude,
so
those parts
are so
scary.
I was so scared. That was terrible.
Is it because of the laugh?
Yeah, because it's all in shadow and it's just loud, like he's smashing the lights and you don't see his face and there's bloody tools all over the tray. Yeah, it's freaking scary.
I have a question.
You're a psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath. I have a question, though.
Yeah.
What if? I have a psychopath. I have a question. My question is, I don't get the thing at the end. He had like a laugh box when like they found his dead body.
Yeah, a laugh box in his suit.
So what was that? Just because he? I don't get it. I don't get that.
It's like one last laugh.
Oh, okay.
Like he got the last laugh.
Okay, sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the surgery scene, Alicia's face with like the whole doll mask thing.
That's what I was saying too.
And then the lash out of the dead Joker scared me a lot as a kid too.
Well, I think just his death was just kind of like
sudden,
very quick.
Well, that's
an 80s cheese, dude. That's because what happened in Karate Kid. Like,
was the movie in the
80s? Punch, 20 seconds later, the movie's 89, over.
Yeah.
And then Joker falls, and then movie's over.
Movie's done. Movie's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something. That's a small gripe I have with this movie, only because I'm a Batman fan, but I think it works for the movie. But like, the Joker is his biggest nemesis ever, and they barely know each other. In this movie, and like it's just one fight and they're done.
Yeah, one fight.
One fight. And
it's just one fight and they're done. You know. You know what I'm saying? They just fight once and it's all done.
What happened to you, man?
Oh, I'm just. This is how I normally talk.
This is how I normally talk.
If I was, it's.
This is my voice.
I'm
yeah,
lowering my voice so you can't tell that I'm Bruce Wayne.
Really?
I'm Batman.
I liked the random fight scene. It wasn't even a fight scene, but the part where like Joker shows up to her house. And Bruce Wayne is there, you know, and then he talks to him all smoothly, and then he like goes nuts. He's like, "You want to get nuts?" Like that was classic Michael Keaton.
It didn't work.
Well, I thought it was classic Michael Keaton.
It was Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
it was a Michael Keatonism, but it wasn't. It didn't work.
It was really it was just weird. Like, why did they put this in? Like, Michael Keaton, like Bruce, you're gonna get shot.
And why was Bruce Wayne like such a klutz?
When?
He would just, like, bump into stuff. Even Batman, like, he was walking in the church. He just trips and knocks over an entire row of pews.
That's true.
Like, he's just bumping around everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense because, you know, he can't hear it.
He can't hear anything. Yeah, he can't hear anything in that.
Okay. So. Well, Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't get my traumatizing scale.
Oh, yeah. What's
yours? Bro, freaking 3 out of 5.
3?
Legit. I watched it when I was
young. You're a baby.
And it really scared me. I'm talking about when I was a kid.
Yeah, oh, well.
I was a baby.
How old did you say you were when you watched this?
I was under 10.
Baby.
Practically.
Baby.
Rotten Tomatoes score 73.
Okay.
Okay. Percent.
I'm actually surprised. I just always.
Is that lower or higher?
I'm surprised. I think it's lower. I'm actually surprised because I feel like people rate this as a classic movie.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but.
This is some people's. I mean.
Some people's favorite Batman movie.
It's not honestly. Like me and you to attach nostalgia to a movie. We would never do that.
Never, ever,
never
ever.
Do that. Never,
never,
never use
never,
that to
never,
sway
never,
our opinion
never,
on
never,
a movie.
Never, 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 never,
never,
never, never, never, never, never, never, cracker.
Never. There you go.
There you go.
But this
never.
What'd you point to Iron Giant?
I would never associate nostalgia for being.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I would never do that.
You.
What were you saying?
I honestly forgot.
Oh, sorry.
Oh yeah, it's the people's favorite Batman movie. It's this one, The Dark Knight. And then the Batman, the new one that came out.
Yeah. Did you like this is the Batman episode.
Batman episode.
Did you like the prequel and sequel to Dark Knight, the Christopher Nolan series?
Yeah, I haven't watched them a lot, but I've seen them enough.
I've never seen the first one.
First one's good.
And I've seen parts of the second one.
Okay.
I can only watch Dark Knight.
The
I can watch Dark Knight
The first
Knight
one,
alone.
He's not Batman for a freaking long time.
Really?
A long time. It's like, yeah,
it's a bummer.
But
oh,
yeah, what's your Rotten Tomatoes?
Well, I was going to say, I thought this movie was higher up. I thought this would have been like in the 80s or 90s of Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So, but actually.
This is probably my third favorite Batman movie.
This is your what? Third?
Oh, fourth.
Fourth favorite?
Sorry, yeah.
That doesn't matter, I guess.
The Dark Knight, the Lego Batman movie, The Batman, and then Batman. They're all called Batman.
They're all called Batman something.
They're all called Batman. Except Dark Knight.
Except Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah. Give me your Tottenham Hotspur score.
My Tottenham Hotspur. I have to agree with what this. I was watching it. I'm like, it's not my favorite. I'm going to give it a 71.
71?
Yeah.
All right.
What's yours?
Would you say that Vicky Vale is a 10 out of 10? Because everybody, she's the center conflict in this movie. So she's a 7.5?
7.5 for me.
Okay, well, then I'll say 7.5 for this movie.
For real? Just going off my rating.
Just going off how attractive we think Vicky Vale is.
Who's the... Who are the other... Who are the other main... Who's the main Batman girl? Who's the main, like... There's, like, Mary Jane for Spider-Man.
It's a bunch of different people.
But isn't there one Batman girl?
There's...
Well, there's Rachel.
Catwoman.
Catwoman, well, she was in
there's
this one.
There's Talia al Ghul.
Who's Talia al Ghul?
Remember Ra's al Ghul? You know, you haven't seen. Talia al Ghul is in the Dark Knight trilogy.
Poison Ivy.
I don't think they're ever a thing. Poison Ivy and Catwoman are a thing.
Poison Ivy.
She got poisonous lips. Can't kiss her. She'll die.
Yeah.
Next week's movie.
Next week's movie. That's it? Next. Wow, I feel like we flew through this episode.
Just like Batman himself.
Oh, I was going to say, another scene that I like in this movie is the part where his...
Was that real?
Yeah.
Is that real?
The what is it called? Not the Batmobile.
If you bring
but
up
the
freaking hand coming out of the water again, I'm gonna smack you with my hand.
The bat, the thing he flies in. What do they call it?
Oh,
Batplane.
Yeah, probably
the Batplane where it like flies up into the sky and like lands perfectly in the moon.
Yeah, over
the
moon.
I thought that scene was super cool.
Very good, very good. Next week's movie. All right, close your eyes. Imagine Batman, Michael Keaton, Batman.
Yep.
Now take off the costume. It's just Michael Keaton.
Okay. He has clothes on, right?
He has clothes on.
Got it.
Now take his clothes off.
What?
Now put it back on. Put it back on. Now put it back
okay.
on.
Oh,
back
my
on.
God.
Back
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now.
Yeah.
Take Michael Keaton out of the suit that he's wearing.
Okay.
And put Ben Stiller in it. And then put Ben Stiller in a museum guard costume. You got that?
Oh, we're watching Dodgeball next week?
We're watching Night at the Museum next week, guys. Night at the Museum. Tanner, plug away.
Hey, you guys can follow me at Tanner Reckledge.
Dumb, dumb.
At Tanner Reckledge, at Talk Time with Tanger, at real.it.in.podcast, and subscribe to the YouTube channel and Spotify.
Channel. Was this a good one, guys? Let us know in the comments.
We didn't have Prime this episode, so I'm feeling way better. I'm feeling way better.
I'm Batman.
Matt Fulton.
Keep it real.